Hello to all, and welcome to the very first episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday, another exclusive podcast brought to you by Zach's Investment Research. My name is Ryan McQueenie. I'm a content writer here at Zach's. You might know me as a co-host of the Zach's Friday Finish Line podcast, and I'll also be hosting this new show. So before we jump into our first episode, I want to explain a little bit about the concept behind the Tech Talk Tuesday. So I'm a millennial, and I feel like I'm also at the perfect age where I've grown up with computers, phones, other kind of tech hardware. As I've kind of aged, like so many people in my generation, I've kind of grown with technology, and I've been able to have this really unique experience where from a very young age, I was using computers and phones, and then kind of saw smartphones develop and, you know, had one in my hand from, you know, for as long as I can remember, really, and had access to the internet, always had a phone in my pocket, laptop in my backpack, what have you. So, you know, personally, I'm fascinated by the present and I'm extremely excited for the future. Now, from our investors' perspective, when we talk about technology stocks, I think we oftentimes talk a lot about, you know, classic stuff, things like earnings per share. We're looking at sales growth, how much our company is spending on research and development, you know, what are our margins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have all of this financial mumbo jumbo, if you will, a lot of data. And all of that is extremely important for investors. I don't want to downplay that at all. And at Zacks, we have, you know, a lot of proven methods for finding successful stocks. And again, like I said, that's all super important. But, you know, and kind of what brought this new show to fruition was, you know, asking questions like, do we really know what powers these companies that we're talking about? Do we know what's inside the iPhone? Are we up to date on the latest chips? Do we know what a data center does and why companies use them? When we talk about Amazon Web Services, do we really know what we're talking about there? When we talk about, well, Microsoft saw cloud growth in its latest earnings report, do we have any idea what that means, what Microsoft's cloud division is, and so forth? So that's really the idea for Tech Talk Tuesday. Every week, we're going to be looking at one story, and it's going to be a focus on the hardware and software driving that story, something in the technology world that is kind of developing. And we're going to be looking at, you know, what is the actual tech behind it. So on this debut episode, I wanted to talk about iPhone 8 rumors. Now, you probably just immediately rolled your eyes. The iPhone 7 just came out in September. We talked for ages about what was included in the iPhone 7 or lack thereof as far as Apple's decision to drop the headphone jack from the iPhone 7. But 2017 marks the 10-year anniversary of the iPhone, and many analysts are expecting Apple to release three new iPhones this year, being the iPhone 7S, 7S Plus, plus an iPhone 8 at the end of the year in the fall. So, you know, it looks like Apple is going to be celebrating the 10-year birthday of the iPhone with a ton of new phones for us. And as these things go, there are already plenty of rumors surrounding what we may or may not see in the iPhone 8. I think the most compelling rumor so far is wireless charging, and that's what I want to talk about today. So, for all intents and purposes, it looks like we are going to see the iPhone 8 include some form of wireless charging. The first piece of info we got on this came last April when an analyst from KGI Securities published a research note saying that he expects Apple to be reverting back to glass-backed casings for the iPhone 8. If you don't know what I mean by that, if you have an iPhone, look at it right now. And if you don't have a third party case on it, like on the back, you will notice that it's an aluminum backing. In the past, the Apple has used a glass backing on the casing. What does that have to do with wireless charging? Well, the prevailing theory is that the company's current aluminum casings would create too much interference for a wireless charging system to succeed. So As for now, wireless charging, well, as for now, you might be thinking, what the heck is wireless charging? I plug my phone in to charge every day, and it's annoying, and I'm tethered to this 3-foot-long cord. And that's kind of the idea behind this as a growing interest in the phone world. So right now, wireless charging utilizes magnetic energy, and it requires, most systems that I'm aware of require the user to place their phone on some sort of pad or mat that is compatible with whatever wireless charging system you're using. And that's where I want to bring up this company called Energys Corporation. It's an innovative, and I'm using air quotes with innovative, and we'll touch on that in a second, an innovative wireless charging company that uses RF waves to charge as opposed to magnets. So Energys is unique because they promise long-distance wireless charging. And many people think that Apple and Energys could be teaming up to include this long-distance charging technology in the iPhone 8. As for now, long distance to Energys means a few inches. That is the only thing the company has been able to successfully produce and sell so far, as a few inches of wireless charging. The goal, however, is for the RF wave technology to open up to 15 feet or even greater than that. So, if you can imagine sitting on your couch at home and you have the main hub of the charger, 15 feet away from you, that provides really, we just don't have that right now. That's not something that for some people it could be even tough to conceptualize, but that's kind of the cool factor with Energys. I want to be clear, though, right now that doesn't necessarily exist. Energys has yet to really fully prove that it has the ability to execute this. Many people, I think, doubt this 15 feet idea is one that by the end of this year people expect to see. And you're going to see some skepticism from people in the tech world as to whether that's a possibility. Also, you're going to see a lot of skepticism in the tech world from people who think that RF wave charging is incredibly hazardous. We'll touch more on that in a second, but I will say that the company has yet to gain FCC approval for any of its long-distance charging ideas. So, there are some links between Apple and Energys. I think most notably, there's this former Apple regulatory head manager. His name's Billy Manning. He served Apple for a very long time. He's now serving as a regulatory official over at Energys. Maybe some sort of revolving door there where the companies have an in. Obviously, we know about this glass back. However, if you were to ask me, will we see Energys' long-distance wireless technology in the iPhone 8, I am going to go ahead and say, no, I do not think we will. However, I would expect the iPhone 8 to include some sort of wireless charging technology. I just think it's going to be an in-house Apple design. Over the past several years, Apple has filed several different patents for magnet-based wireless charging. We've had an unconfirmed report from an Apple supplier saying that they expect Apple to use an in-house charging method for the iPhone 8. And Apple itself has really highlighted the fact that this RF wave charging is kind of dangerous. In one of its patents, one of its magnet-based charging patents, Apple described RF charging as, quote, inefficient, complicated, and hazardous. So I just don't know. I don't personally see how we go from Apple having that opinion on RF charging to, within the next year, using a third-party RF charging tech in its 10-year anniversary phone, if you will. So, and better yet, I don't know if we will even have an approved version of that RF long-distance charging by that time. So that's something to definitely keep our eye on, though. If that is a technology that can be cultivated and distributed, according to Energys, they have several products in the pipeline that will be using this tech. So definitely keep your eye on that company. It could be kind of this really new age way to charge our devices, and more so than just phones. We're talking Bluetooth speakers, we're talking laptops, tablets, the whole bit. So it could be really cool, and I do hope it works out. It sounds really fascinating, and like I said, very futuristic, but I'm skeptical on it for now. That was our first episode of the Tech Talk Tuesday. Thank you guys for joining us. If you have a story or a software, hardware, any sort of technology you want to hear more about, you can email us at our new podcast-related email, podcast@zacks.com. Also, check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcast. So thank you, and we will see you next week.